Praise God. Well, it's graduation season, so we got people getting ready to graduate. Matea's going to be a senior. It's all over but the shouting, isn't it? Yep. There we go. You're finally at the top of the hill. Oh, praise the Lord. What a glorious day. We're excited for you. Excited for the graduates. Yeah, every day is a graduation day for us, a step up, an opportunity to step in, step deeper in the Lord, right? That's what we were created as, instruments of worship, the Bible says. And we were created to bring glory to God, and God is jealous for us. Not jealous of us, He's jealous for us. You know, we talked about that. God said, I want you. I just want you. And that has been being chewed on by me for ever since He said it. I keep chewing it and regurgitating it and chewing it and getting used to it, because it's pretty amazing that that's all He wants. That's all He wants. And Every Christian, every Jesus-loving person has gone through that, well, Lord, what can I do? What can I do? Or that struggle of, I got to do more, or something like that. And God has an answer for that. I just want you. Because I'm able to do abundantly above and beyond what you could hope or imagine. I just want you. I just want you. What a relief, you know. But then, you know, follows, well, what if I'm not good enough for all of that? And nobody's good enough. It isn't about being good enough. It's about presenting ourselves to Him. You know, it's interesting to watch the response of our folks in the jails, at the jail, when they hear that all God wants is them. They sort of first take that like maybe my cat takes it when I say, how are you doing? You know, it's like, but they're thinking about it. Because many of them don't know if they've ever been wanted, really wanted, at all. You know, it's sad to hear young ladies or young men saying, well, my mom said she never wanted me. You know, and then to hear that the Creator of the universe, that's all He wants. In his ability to do what we can't hope or imagine, each one of us becomes His sole focus. I just want you. I just want you. If I can just have you. You know, it's like somebody that is a wood carver, you know, and they see a piece of wood, and they maybe see somebody whittling on that piece of wood, and they're thinking, if I could just have that piece of wood, you know, or maybe some by time that's what there is. Some of they're sitting around a hunting campfire or something, and some little kid just whittling on a piece of wood, and the guy that's a carver says, "Let me see that," and begins to carve and carve something very special for that child. He's able to turn it into something. We need to have confidence that God is able to turn us into something. You know, and we don't have to worry about what He's going to turn us into, and we don't have to try to help Him, because He's the potter and we're the clay. And so that coming to grips with all He wants is me. That's all He needed to begin with. When I was 30 years old and far, far, far away, all He wanted was me. He just wanted me. If He could get me, then He could show me what He wanted me to be. And He's still working on that, because every day it's something new. What can I be today? What can I do today? Well, as I've considered that, the word jealous has come up. At first I just heard jealous, and I thought about jealous. And I know that God said he's a jealous God. I thought about that. And then I heard somebody give a prophecy that said, I'm a jealous God. And it was okay. And I heard somebody else talking about something, and they were talking about jealous. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm catching on here. God, you're talking to me about jealous. You know, when you think of jealous, jealous isn't always something that we put in a positive form. But if we think about jealousy, we understand, what does it require to be jealous? To be jealous of something, you have to desire something. I mean, we love someone, we're jealous of them, but it's jealous, we want, what do we want when we're jealous for someone? We want their attention. We want their thoughts. We want their closeness. That's what we want. But oftentimes, jealousy is really more of a covetousness when we're jealous of what someone else has, or we're jealous of what someone else says, or we're jealous of whatever. And that's not the kind of jealousy God is talking about. God is jealous for us. Jealous for us, like a mother on a Mother's Day. A mother is jealous for the greatest success, happiness, and everything for her children. Just wants them to have everything. And the mother goes through times when they're thinking, oh, like God says for us, oh, what I want to do for you. Oh, how I could help you. You know, when young people go through not listening to mothers' times, and mothers are in despair of that because they know they could just help so much. They could always help. Well, that's how God is jealous of us. I can help you. I'm jealous for the opportunity to pour into you everything that I have planned for you. I'm jealous to see you above and beyond what you could hope or imagine. I'm excited about what it's going to be like when you catch this. I'm excited about how you are going to be overflowing when you finally understand all I want is you. I just want time with you. I just want to encourage you. You know, that's what he's jealous for. And so Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, please bear with me. I'm jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. He was jealous for them. He understood the jealousy of God, and he said, I'm jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. And in Exodus, God had declared, I'm a jealous God. I'm a jealous God. Not a jealous God to be angry with you or to beat you or to do whatever, because we know that sometimes the results of jealousy are like that. Somebody's jealous, and we hear about somebody jealous for what somebody else had, so they went to take what somebody else had. Sometimes jealousy results in a violent thing, you know? A violent confrontation, that kind of jealousy. But that's not really jealousy. That's just immense covetousness. Wanting what somebody else has. But jealousy in God's context is I'm jealous to see you with all that I have for you. I just want to see it. It's like an emotion that builds up when you've shopped and thought and tried and everything you could do to find the perfect gift. You know? Graduations, people are trying to find the perfect gift. People are trying to decide if they can outdo the gift. I'm always excited about graduations because graduations are when I get the opportunity to just sow a seed. And to maybe later see the seed grow, or maybe immediately see the seed grow. But I want it I want it to accomplish what God wants it to accomplish. And that helps us to leave it with God. Sometimes people are very disappointed by the reception of their gift. And sometimes people are very disappointed with the gift they receive. And that's maybe just because they were expecting something else, or because they didn't give thought to the fact, you know. But Paul says, I'm jealous with the jealousy of God himself, because I promised you a pure bride to the one husband, Christ. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ is going to be corrupted. Just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one we receive, or a different kind of gospel than one we believed. We're living in a time when there's an abundance of nonsense that's just being poured out. And then with making people feel guilty if they don't agree with that. And I think that we're probably pretty fortunate here. But when I hear about some of the things that are being pumped into students in different parts of the country, and it's like, my goodness, how could they buy that? They know better. But you see, when it keeps getting schmoozed in, massaged in, guilted in, you know. I remember it must have been more than 10 years ago probably. I was at the school substitute and I was sitting there watching the lunchroom, and there were a couple of young girls that came up and said, "Mr. Day, are you a homophobe?" Why would you even know that word? But no. I'm jealous for God's word and for the truth. I want everyone to know the truth. I don't want people to be blinded by the lies of things. And I had no idea that we would come to where we are now. Where people willingly accept things. And then we see God's backlash on some of that. We see the backlash of when people think they can just do anything like Bud Light did, and all of a sudden they tank. Because they find out there's a lot more people that have at least some righteous thoughts than others. We can't be easily massaged into believing lies. Paul said, I am really concerned because you will listen to anything. You will change your allegiance to fit your position, your place. Don't do that, he said. I'm concerned about that. God's jealous for us. He said, I just want you, and I just want you to enjoy me, and you're not gonna believe that I just want you if you're believing other things, because those other things will exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And if you let things exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, you'll become complacent. I don't want you to become complacent. I want you to be excited. I want you to be excited about me wanting you. I want you to be excited about wanting and having what I have for you. Don't lose sight of that. Don't let some little promise rob you of all of God's promises. He says, I'm concerned about that. And that's what God being jealous is. He's concerned about that. I'm jealous for you to know the fullness of God. I'm jealous for you to know the joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's all I want you to have. And if you just present yourself, you know the Bible says, present yourself as a living sacrifice. What does a sacrifice do? Well, from the Old Testament on, when an animal was sacrificed, they were just there on the altar. And just being on the altar, what did they accomplish? everything that God called for them to accomplish. And so when Jesus presented himself as this living sacrifice, what did he accomplish on the cross? Everything. Everything. Everything that God planned for that sacrifice was accomplished just by him presenting himself and going to the cross. And he understood that. He understood that. That was why when he said, if there is another way, that will be acceptable to me. But not my will, thy will be done. And all the way through, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. You know? There are possibly some things to endure to be God's, to be his possession. There could be things to endure, but the thing about it is it doesn't seem like we're enduring. You know? What if this, or what if that, or what would my friends say? And yet at the same time, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal to stand for what's right. We need to say to the mountains, be removed. We need to be able to speak to the unholy, unrighteous things. We need to be able to say, I don't think so. We need to speak to those things. We need to speak clearly to those things. The Bible says, be careful that you don't condemn yourself by the things that you approve. And not saying is approving. You know? And so we need to be bold and be strong, for the Lord our God is with us. We need to stand. When we've done everything to stand, we need to keep standing. It's not difficult to stand. It just seems like it, because the enemy comes and says, oh, be careful. God never says be careful. God says be wise. So we're wise to stand for what's right and for what's righteous and for what's life and for what's truth, because we're fulfilled when we do. We feel better when we do. Even if the response is not wonderful, it's like, but I stood. But I stood. And God wants us to know the comfort and the joy and the strength that comes from standing. You see, he's got everything, and we need to be before him. We need to be before him knowing how jealous he is for us and how much he wants us. And so we stand there to be refilled, to be refreshed, to be renewed. We take those rest breaks in his presence. When we consider, you see, Paul was just wanting these people to consider what they were doing. You know, he said, you gladly listen to these things, just like Eve listened to the serpent, and they were corrupted. I don't want to be corrupted. You don't want to be corrupted. It's not easier to be corrupted. Even though the enemy will tell us, well, it's better to just go along with the crowd. You know. We don't want to offend anyone. Do people ever offend you? Does it bother you with the things that sometimes people say? Does it bother you that the nonsense that is going on? Does it bother you when people are saying, well, you know, even it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if you think it's against God or not. There was I saw something that said in a a Catholic church in the South somewhere that the priest said that Jesus was transgender. That offends me. But you see, they become free to just say anything. And then if you don't agree with them saying anything and everything, well, then there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong when we don't stand. And God's jealous for us to know liberty. The liberty to stand, and when we've done everything to stand there for putting on the full armor of God. You know? To feel like it fits. If we don't ever operate in the full armor of God, it don't feel like it fits. We're not comfortable in that. God wants us to be. He's jealous for us to know freedom. He's jealous for us to know the joy of the Lord that is our strength. He's jealous for us to receive abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. He's jealous for that, and that's for everybody. Everybody. And yes, he knows everything we've done. And it bothers him not one little bit. Because he can handle that. Jesus handled all of that on the cross. We know all this. We know all this. But I don't know yet, and so I don't think that you know yet how comfortable it is with the idea God just wants us. And with him in us, presenting ourselves to him, with him in us, then he can carry out the things that he wants to carry out. If we just walk around with peace and joy, we bring glory to God. You know? We guard the treasure of his greatness. You see, he's not jealous, angry at us. He's jealous to get to us everything that he has for us. So that we can just enjoy that. I had one gal in chapel on Wednesday, and I saw her, and when I first said that God just wants you, you could just see she was trying to figure out why. Why would God want her? And so I just felt impressed of the Lord to get right down in front of her. I said, it's true. God wants you. And then it was more like it was starting to fit, you know? And for the whole time, she just sat there, and I don't think she ever got beyond that, and that's good. She just kept considering that God really wanted her. And I think that she probably was someone who was convinced that she wasn't wanted by anyone. And so I'm anxious to be able to tell them that he not only wants you, but he's jealous for you. Mm-hmm. That he cares that much. Because to be jealous, there's got to be some care involved. You know? But at the same time, there's a carefree that goes with it too. Because he's so jealous for us, he wants us to take those care. He wants us to take our cares, place them in his hand, and enjoy it. Enjoy being carefree. And might have to do it often. Might have to put them there, get that moment of refreshing, and then they come running back at you. You remember how refreshed you were when you put them there. And you put them there again. And you keep putting them there again. You keep putting them there again and keep putting them there again until they can't come back anymore. He's jealous for us to know that kind of life. That's what Jesus had when he went to the cross. Not a care in the world. Ready to complete the race. ready to finish the course. That's why he's jealous, for us to know that we're ready. Just ready to have life. He said, I came that you might have life. You might have peace. You might have joy. I'm jealous for you to know those things. I'm jealous for you to be free, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm just jealous for you to know that. Just jealous for you to see it. It's that feeling that we have when we think we have come up with a perfect gift and we say, I can't wait till you see this. Can't wait till you see this. I love it so much, I just want you to love it too. You see, that's what our lives become then, is a picture of we love the Lord so much. We just want others to experience that as well. Amen. Lord, we want it all. Everything that you have planned. And we believe you that all you want is us. And that you can do it, even if we can't figure out why you would want us some days. You just do. Because you're not limited by our actions, our attitudes, our anything. You just want us because you know what you can do. Thank you, Lord. We present ourselves to you brand new. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.